It has been an exciting year for college football. A number of upsets of big teams and very unsettled rankings have made for a season with few certainties. And one team is on the verge of overturning what for 30 years was certain, that they would have a losing season. Prairie View A&M, that's in Prairie View, Texas, lost an NCAA record 80 consecutive games in the 1990s and hasn't had a winning season since 1976. But their 17-7 win last weekend over Mississippi Valley State gave them a record of 5-2, and one more win in their final three games will give them their long-awaited winning season. Charles McClelland is athletic director at Prairie View, and he joins us now. Congratulations on the record so far.
Thank you so much.
And what are your chances of winning one of the last three games?
Well, the game that we have coming up this Saturday is against our Western Division foe, Arkansas at Pine Bluff. And right now they are 1-7, so we are anticipated going in based on the odds to win that football game this Saturday.
Pretty soon they'll be screaming, break up Prairie View A&M, you know, stop the superpower from dominating the conference.
Well, you know, it's been a long time coming. Prairie View dominated the Southwestern Athletic Conference in the 40s, 50s, and 60s. And because of integration, a lot of the African-American players got an opportunity to go to some of the majority universities. And we've been down for quite some time, but a resurgence, additional scholarships, a great football coach, as well as student athletes, has allowed us in order to make this run this season.
You're a Prairie View graduate yourself.
Yes, sir, I am a 1993 graduate.
1993, so you were there right during the you're there during the record-breaking losing streak, weren't you?
Yes, sir. It started back in 1989. Actually, we lost against Mississippi Valley State in 89, and that led to our start of the losing streak. In 1990, we canceled our athletic program, brought it back in 91, but brought it back as a non-scholarship sport. And that started the losing streak of 80 games from 1989 until 1998.
So what's the damage to a university if you lost 80 football games? I will confess, I'm a Columbia University alumnus. I think we lost 40-plus something games in a row at one point.
Well, the damage is tremendous, especially to your academic programs. And when you have strong academic programs and it's associated as being negative because of your athletic program, it takes out the recruitment piece. Is much more difficult to recruit. You have to spend more money in recruiting. Enrollment hasn't increased, and we only have about a 2% alumni giving base. The wonderful thing about athletics is that it ties everyone to the university. Whether you played sports or not, it's a source of you being able to go out and be very comfortable with your university and have a feeling of togetherness and associated with your university. So if you're not winning, you don't have that sense of pride, that sense of my university is doing something very good. Although the academic programs, you have a good job, you have the standard of life that you want to, but when you walk in the store and you have that Prairie View shirt on and people say you lost 80 games in a row, there's a certain feeling about that that's just not too good.
Above all in Texas, I think this is something that you don't want to be.
Texas is a football state.
It is a football state. Well, go Panthers.
Thank you so much.
Okay. That's Charles McClelland, who is athletic director at Prairie View A&M in Prairie View, Texas.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.